political capital? What the fuck are... Okay, how long have you known about this Jane thing? I mean, is this something you've been planning for, like, a long time?
Planning is such an intense word.
God damn it.
Look, let's just say there have been some conversations. Does that meet with your approval?
Jane is such a shitty candidate, dude. She's gonna be so shitty.
I thought you'd feel that way. I respectfully disagree.
I guess she's a good friend of yours and all, but even you have to admit how far up her own ass she is.
Of course, I consider it to be among her best qualifications for the job.
Christ. Okay, if nothing else, have you at least taken into account the devastation to the economy this will cause?
You know perfectly well how much we differ on fiscal policy. Maybe this isn't the best time for one of our epic debates on the subject.
Yeah, what was I thinking? Wasting the time of the dude currently holding up a televised rap contest so bad he's getting diapers thrown at him.
Dave, I think if you search your soul, you'll come to the same conclusion I have. Jane is just what this planet needs. We've all had our fun here, but it's easy to overlook the fact that civilization on Earth-C is hardly a sustainable proposition. Just beneath the surface, it's quite a dangerous and unstable place.
I know that. Which is why I actually think it'd be cool to have a president that is good instead of bad.
He's not as great as you think.
What? Who? Obama? How dare you?
No, fool. Cockat.
Oh.
I think your heart is in the right place, but the dude is a complete amateur. He'll get eaten alive. I also have a hard time imagining he even wants the job. Really, it's an awful idea for him to even run. Think about how much it's going to inflame the interspecies tensions on this planet. Is that what you want? I'm happy for the both of you, really. It's nice that you would encourage and support each other in this way. But you're sending him on a fool's errand which can only end badly.
Wait. How do you even know he's entering the race? We, like, just decided this.
The competent political operative has his ways. Besides, it was always pretty obvious to me you'd react this way the moment the announcement was made.
Okay, that's kind of creepy, I guess, but it doesn't change anything. He's running for president, and he's gonna fucking win, end of story.
Fair enough.
Though now I'm wondering, since you and Jane have been planning this for a while, how many key endorsements have you locked up? Because if you've already got Jake on your side, then I guess we might as well just fucking quit.
I wouldn't worry about that. He and I don't quite have the rapport we once did. He's over me and doesn't spare opportunities to make ostentatious demonstration of this claim. Basically, he doesn't like being told what to do, especially not by me. So it's fair to say, as of now, he's still fully in play. Not that I should be encouraging you, really.
You are one double-talking son of a bitch, you know that? I can't even tell if you don't want us to run or reverse psychology mind-fucking us into running.
Does it matter?
I guess not. Not like I can just stand around and wait for President Crocker to, like, write fucking grammar laws into the Constitution.
Good. That's a heroic attitude to have, which I'm pleased to hear. Even if your plan is stupid, which it is, and even if Carcat would be an atrocious president, which he would.
Nuh-uh.
Sorry to cut this short, but diapers are starting to come down pretty hard right now. And some of them haven't even had their babies removed.
What?
That was a joke. Goodbye, Dave.